Chapter 31, The Nanovation Effect. The way to build a complex system that works is to build it from very simple systems that work. Kevin Kelly. Imagine what you and your company could do if you could develop one of the following breakthrough ideas. A water purifier an Asian or African villager can afford. A $100 laptop computer. A prosthetic knee for $20. A modern apartment that costs just $8,000. A handheld ultrasound device for rural clinics in China. A $1,000 electrocardiogram for use in Indian villages. A process that turns non-biodegradable plastic trash into indestructible road surfaces. Do these seem like tough assignments? They're already on the market as a result of Nanovation. These are just a few of the stories we see on the first wave of Nanovation, and we'll explore some of them shortly. But again, they're just part of the story. The wave is even bigger than that. When manufacturers and designers discover they can use Nanovation to reduce product costs by an order of magnitude and still deliver most of the original performance, how many ways will that disrupt the status quo? When business leaders discover they can use Nanovation to deliver levels of customer-centric innovation that are literally off the scale, when they can use the Nanovation principles to realign their company, build customer loyalty and employee engagement, and dramatically disrupt their industry, how will that tilt the playing field to unimagined angles? When manufacturers around the world discover they can not only build and assemble their products for less in Asia, but also radically reimagine products and processes there. When they discover that they can take innovative, cost-saving products designed for the bottom of the pyramid and repurpose them to serve the top of the pyramid, how will that change market fundamentals in the world's wealthiest countries? To use a famous malapropism, Nanovation opens up a whole new box of Pandora's from which anything may emerge. It's that big a shift in thinking. Some say that part of Albert Einstein's incredible genius was his ability to explain enormously complex ideas in simple terms. Maybe, but we suggest his secret was, well, simpler than that. We propose that genius is the ability to see the underlying principles of the complex and chaotic universe in simple terms, and having seen them, to synthesize them into the vernacular of a discipline that can be easily understood by others. When Einstein says, if you can't explain something simply, you don't understand it well enough, he's saying that most of us operate from an incomplete view of the situation and a partial set of facts. We make life complicated because we don't understand it. We make products that are overproduced and overpriced because we don't think we have any other option. The competition said they couldn't build a nano. Then, when the car was shown to the world, they said they didn't know how to make one. They said they couldn't make a car that inexpensive without sacrificing something. From their distant vantage point, a car was just a bag of parts and a zero-sum game. Parts cost what parts cost, and the only way to reduce costs was to reduce parts. They couldn't, and perhaps still can't, conceive of a world in which you can take 80% of the cost out of a critical subsystem and have it run as well or better than it did before. But Ratan Tata and Team Nano could envision that. And their genius in the case of the Nano and of Nanovation was to see a problem clearly, to express it effectively, and to enroll others in a search for a solution. The solution was simplicity itself. Literally, the innovative secret behind the Nano was the dramatic application of simplicity. In a world of chaotic complexity, radical simplicity can be a powerful force for change. Southwest Airlines disrupted the whole airline industry with an extremely simple business model. It built a core competence where no one else was, the short-haul frequent flying non-interlining or not connecting with other carriers, traveler. Southwest flies only one type of aircraft. Cockpit configurations are similar, so pilots spend less time orienting themselves to a new cockpit and more time greeting customers in the jetway or helping ground crews load bags. Maintenance crews use the same parts to service the same kind of aircraft, and flight crews are trained on the safety procedures of only one type of cabin. Flying the same aircraft lowers costs by promoting economies of scale, increases speed, improves service, and raises the level of safety. It works because they keep it simple. The problem is, as Team Nano demonstrated, simple isn't easy. But simple is worth the effort because the results of elegant, low-cost design are profound. After generations of making things bigger, heavier, hungrier, and more powerful because we could, we're beginning to move the pendulum in the other direction because we don't have to. We don't have to have the biggest houses or the most humongous cars. We've moved from ostentatious boomboxes on our shoulders to simple and discreet iPods in our pockets. Sure, there will always be individuals who want to shout, "Look at me!" But we believe culture is passing them by. We believe a new culture is emerging that values quality more than luxury, practicality more than prestige, and efficiency more than extravagance. In automotive terms, the horsepower wars are over. The smart wars are beginning. In housing terms, the McMansion boom is over. The smart, sustainable, human-scale design movement is starting. In technological disciplines of all kinds, the move is away from feature creep and super complexity and back to elegance.